Was there a time na tinanong ka, marami ka bang pangangailangan? Ba't ang dami mong pinagkakakita?
Ay, ako. Alam mo, lagi akong niloloko ng mga friends ko. Sinasabi na, ano ba, 10 ba binubuhay mo? Ilan ba pinapaaral mo? Ganon.
My guest today is a believer of work-life integration and describes herself as a multi-potentialite. I love that. With a range of passion to profit projects in her life, she's mastered juggling multiple profitable ventures while having the most fun at them. On top of her day job as a learning designer for Canva PH, she is the founder of multiple thriving startups, including Wizard Minds Training and Tutorial Center and SNS Events. She's also the co-founder and co-host of the podcast Stories After Swipe Right, available on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Welcome to the show, ang true Reina Rakitera, M. Villanueva!
Yeah. Thank you so much, hi, Roma. Hello to your listeners. Thank you for inviting me. I love that, Reina Rakitera. Oh, di ba?
Yes.
Ngayon ko lang na-receive yung title na yan, pero oo, tatanggapin ko siya ng buong puso.
Welcome to that Broke Pinay podcast. Uumpisahan ko na ang forever question na tinatanong ko dito sa show na to. Are you a saver or a spender?
Okay, ako, I am actually a spender because, ano, masarap eh. Friend ko yung money is my friend. Oo. And I've never, si Alex, my fiance, may co-host and fiance for sa podcast ko, siya yung nagre-remind sa akin to save. Pero at the same time, nakaka-save din naman ako talaga kasi I believe in the abundance of life. So, never naman ako naubusan. Dahil nga rakitera ako, kahit gastos ako ng gastos, dating sila ng dating. So, never mind. Gastos lang.
I love that. Guys, if you're listening to this, I had Alex, yung fiance ni Em, I had him on the show, I think, a couple of weeks ago or months ago. And he actually...
Oh, congrats pala doon, ah.
Thank you. And he mentioned that you are so good at manifesting things. And especially on the financial side of life, you know. And now, gusto naming malaman yung mga sikreto na yan. And also, the rules of side hustling, ergo the title of this episode, the rules of side hustling. Because while side hustling is maganda siya, because it adds up, it helps you with your finances. But I still believe na dapat may rules ka kasi you can't have too much on your plate, diba?
That's true.
Otherwise, baka mamaya may commitment ka na hindi mo magawa. And it also affects you.
Credibility mo at stake.
Yes, diba? That
so
is why.
So you have to really, balance, yeah.
Ngayon, that's why I invited you because I want you to share your secrets and tips to those people who would like to have more than one side hustle. And, you know, they also want to be a true rakitera, diba? Okay.
Oh, so, sige, kumuha kayo ng pen and paper.
Kailan ka nag-start doing side hustles and how long have you been doing yung multiple jobs na to?
Yes, okay. Great question. So, maniniwala ka ba? High school pa lang ako. Rakitera na ako. So, nung high school ako, active ako sa mga youth groups, yung mga co-curricular. So, particularly sa Youth for Christ. Eh, si Youth for Christ, leader ako. Palagi ako na i-invite na pumunta sa mga iba-ibang lugar. Ganyan. Kunwari, Baguio. I was from the province then, sa Mindoro. Kunwari, Baguio, Davao, Cebu, etc. So, wala ka akong... I mean, meron naman... Pwede naman ako humingi. Pero ayoko makarinig sa parents ko. Na parang, oh, pupunta ka na naman dito. Ano, gastos na naman. So, alam mo ba, ang ginagawa ko, nagbebenta ako ng snacks. Okay? So, dala-dala ko yung backpack ko sa school. Tapos, may dala-dala akong isa pang bag. Nandun yung, ano ba ito, mga Zesto.
Oh,
my God! Mga chichirya, pillows. Kasi yung school namin, malayo yung canteen. Lalakad ka pa medyo malayo. So, ganon. Yun yung side hustle ko. Tapos, nagbebenta rin ako ng mga books. Mga ganon kung ano-ano. So, dun talaga, parang yung entrepreneur spirit ko, I've always had that. Nung nag-college ako, hindi naman kami super broke-ass family. Medyo okay naman yung family ko. Pero never ako nawala ng part-time job. So, nag-tutor ako. Ano ba, babasa ganun, tutoring ng mga Chinese students and then online tutoring. Lagi ako may side hustle. Tapos wala, umihingi pa rin ako allowance sa parents ko. Parang gusto ko lang may productivity and may pera and may pangluho nga.
Wait, kanino mo na-pick up yung ganyan? Ganyan ba parents mo? Are they entrepreneurs?
Oh, they are, pero hindi katulad ko na tipong hustle-hustle. Sila, isang niche lang sila sa construction yung business ng parents ko. My dad's an architect, my mom's an engineer, so may construction business sila. Pero wala, ako lang, gusto ko lang na parang... I don't know, hindi ko rin na-figure out. Pero basta gusto ko lang yung feeling na yung oras ko, I get to spend it earning money. O, diba?
Wow! Oh my gosh!
Oo. So, yun na nga, college ako, part-time. Dami na naging part-time. Siguro ang hindi ko lang nadaan ng part-time nung college ako sa fast food. Kasi parang feeling ko hindi kaya ng powers ko kasi busy din ako.
Mm-hmm.
So, nung graduate na ako, and I started working. Ano talaga, parang nung una, one job lang. Pero, marami kasi lumalapit sa akin. Kasi active ako, college, yan, mga curricular activities. Pwede ka bang tumulong sa ganito, sa ganyan? So, for example, yung isa kong company, SNS Events, diba? So, wedding yon. Nag-start si SNS Events, favor lang to a friend. So, may... dalawa, para my first two clients, wala akong bayad, parang kayo na bahala, ganyan. Kasi gusto ko lang, I'm very passionate about organizing. Yung isa kong wedding na na-handle, that was I think 2017, sobrang nagustuhan nila. So yung mga friends nila, nagustuhan din, parang I feel yung group nila, mga kakasalin, mga kakasal lahat. So, they reach out to us. Doon na to, sabi ko, okay, gawin ko na tong official. So, gumawa na akong package plan, i-register ko na and everything. So, palaging ganun yung pattern ng mga side gigs ko. So, someone would reach out to me and then I would eventually do well and then they would talk to me about me to other people. And ganun lang siya palagi. And yun nga, hanggang sa yung passion ko, whatever I do, turns into something profitable. And ni-utilize ko talaga siya. Parang I accept the shift na parang, okay, gawin na natin itong racket, i-official na natin. So, ganun palagi for me. Kaya dumami siya ng
dumami. Oh my gosh! Diba? Ang galing din. So, talagang bata ka pa, nakitera ka na talaga.
Oo. Alam mo, ultimo nga, kunwari skincare, di ba? So, gagamit ako ng skincare. Ipo-post ko. So, may magtatanong, saan mo binili yan? So, sabi ko, sa akin, gusto mo award? Ganun
agad. Ayaw mo nga, ano, sinaunang influencer yan.
Diba? Pero, saan galing? Saan mo binili? Sa akin, bili ka. Tapos, o-order ako. And then, yun nga, ibibenta ko.
And what do you do with the earnings? Kinakapital mo lang din? Ah, okay.
Oo, ano lang, paikot lang. Or, basta gusto ko kasi yung feeling na, diba, money gives you freedom eh.
Yes.
Freedom to do whatever, freedom to, yung makakahinga ka lang ng maluwag, ganyan. I just like that feeling na parang alam ko that it flows in multiple streams for me. So yung mindset ko talaga is, no matter how much I shell out, babalik yan sa akin. So, na-enjoy ko yung energy flow. I don't know if it makes sense, especially to your listeners, pero yung energy flow na ganon, I really like that. So, ginagawa ko si pera, yun, with me, and then I sometimes buy another, say, pang capital, or minsan, pang luho ko lang talaga, ganon, pang kain ng steak.
Well, steak at college, ano? Nagsisteak ka, di ba?
Mahalang steak.
Yes, diba? Oo naman. Oo. And so, antagal na pala. So, high school? Is it first year high school or mga mid?
Hindi naman. Siguro mga parang second year, third year. Yung talagang parang uma-adulting na ako ng maaga.
It's safe to say that you've been doing this for more than 15 years, tama ba? Or more or less 15 years. Okay, in those 15 years na medyo na master mo na siya, kumbaga may master's degree ka na sa iyong side hustles. for you, what is the key in doing side hustles naman? Kasi diba sabi ko nga kanina, ang dami. Pwedeng ang dami mong gawin. Mm. And you can really earn. Pero I'm very sure meron dyang, there should be something na parang ano ba yung formula mo when doing side hustle so that it won't suffocate you.
The first thing, of course, is you have to do it because you want to do it. Right? You can't do it lang just because you have to. Okay? And again, because we call it a side hustle, it has to be treated as a side hustle. You know, pwedeng andyan, pwedeng wala. Don't parang over-focus. You have to find that sweet spot na na-enjoy mo siyang gawin so that every time you earn, make it be it big or small, you still have that same high. So if it's not fun for you, if it's not something fruitful and meaningful, if it doesn't help you level up in life, it's not worth doing for me. Kasi I've always been a believer na yung pagkita ng pera, when you earn money, there's always an opportunity for you to do that. But to do something that is profitable, that is also enjoyable and fun for you, yun ang priceless. Diba? Kaya nga daw si Tony Kiaktong, founder of Jollibee, diba? Kaya daw niya pinangalan na Jollibee kasi you can be busy as a bee but you have to be happy.
Oh, diba? That's so nice.
Kaya sa Jollibee. When I learned about that, when I read that a couple of years back, mga college pa ako siguro, I've always thought to myself na tama naman eh. At the end of the day, lahat ng pagod mo sulit when your heart is happy. Diba? Especially sa startup. Alam naman natin ang mga struggles ng startup, mga birthing pains natin. Merong mga period na dry or ikaw lang yung bumibili sarili mong tinda. Diba? Or puro pa utang yung tinda or yung services mo, wala masyado, ganyan. But even when that happens, you have to still find that spot na ano, gusto ko to eh. Gusto ko tong gawin. So, gagawin ko siya ulit bukas. And pagising ko ulit sa isa pang bukas, gagawin ko siya ulit. Parang gano'n. So, right now, would you believe it, I actually have 5 jobs, quote-unquote. Di naman kasi job talaga yung iba. Mm-hmm. So, I do Canva. So, yun yung full-time job ko, which is so amazing, by the way. So, Canva, I do learning design for them. And then, I also do another contractor job, instructional design, but I love learning and development talaga. And then I also have yung Upwork freelance jobs ko. Madadali lang kasi yung kinukuha ko sa mga short term ganyan. And then I also teach a fitness class for Pound. And then they pay me good din talaga. So parang isang training ko, I get like $600, ganyan. And madali lang yan for me, easy work yan for me. And then yun nga, the startups that I have with my tutorial center and then the events. So ang dami. And sometimes, nasistretch ko talaga yung araw ko. But every time I end my day, I feel so fulfilled. Kasi everything that I do is because I want to do it. And I do it again and again. Parang ganun. So yun, find that passion that you can turn into profit.
Kumbaga hindi ka na uubos, hindi na uubos yung pagkatao mo. Like, even if you go to sleep na parang, oh my God, I'm so tired, but this is such a good day. Let's do it again tomorrow. Parang ganun yung energy mo.
Yeah. Oo, yeah. You feel like such a boss babe. Okay? Yung hashtag natin dapat, hashtag
yes, boss babe. Ganon.
Oo.
Yeah.
Ganun yung feeling na parang, dang, I'm so good.
Let's do it again! May ganung energy. Oo, alam mo, I also believe that na when you do something na, yeah, especially for side hustle, kasi hindi dapat kinakain yung buong time mo eh. Otherwise, it's no longer side hustle.
True.
If you're focusing all your resources, your time, and energy on something na sinasabi mo, hindi, side hustle ko lang, pero 3/4 ng araw, yun ang ginagawa mo, di ba?
Oo, kaya stress ka lagi. Side hustle mo, naging full-time stress, di ba?
Yeah, yung tipong, you're filing a leave, just to cover just to cover for your side hustle. I think if that is all, yeah, pag laging ganun ang nangyayari, I think you have to rethink and take, wait lang, side hustle pa ba to o gusto ko na bang i-full time to? Diba?
Laging ganun. Parang always ask yourself kung anong level ba ng commitment yung nire-require sa'yo ng side hustle mo. And would that equate to the fulfillment that you will have if you pursue it in that level of time commitment? Diba?
Now, can you share one crazy story or maybe a fun story that happened to you when you did some side hustling?
Okay. Hindi ko alam kung dapat akong tularan or hindi ako dapat tularan.
Lalagyan ko ba ng warning?
Kasi nga marami akong side hustle. So my day is so stretched out. As in, so crazy stretched out. So ganito, I remember there was a time na meron akong wedding, morning yung wedding. So if you're not familiar or your listeners, pag wedding preps kasi, and as a coordinator, you have to be there at least for a minimum 6 hours. Ganyan. So early morning, call time namin, 3 a.m. Oh, kumusta? Sige, gising tayo 3 a.m. Laban. Tapos ng wedding, mga 10 a.m. Yan, tapos na yung wedding. Kunwari, pack up na, ganyan. So yung 10 to 12 ko, meron pa ako isa pang meeting. Meeting naman yon para sa upcoming event, sa iba pang event. Tapos after nun, meron pa akong kunwari sa tutorial center. Ganun, ka-stretch. Tapos sa gabi, mag-online pa ako for my other bracket. Ganun. And then pag weekends, minsan puno din. Alam mo, naka-experience ako ng parang 21 days straight I'm working. Ganyan.
Oh my gosh!
I'm working yung legit na bumaba. Di ba yung iba parang, I'm working, pero alam mo yung chill. Ako legit bangon, physical labor, and then meetings, and then ganyan. So 21 days na alala ko yun, hindi ko makalimutan. Talagang binibilang ko. So sabi ko, wow, 21 days na akong kayod.
Strict na. Pero, ito. So you have to, parang, ito ba yung type na kailangan mo nang i-remind yung sarili mo na, ay hindi pa pala ako kumakain. Kaya pala medyo nahihilo na ako, ganun.
So working lunch na lagi, hindi na kumakain. Tapos, would you believe, even then, alam mo yun, may time pa rin ako sa friends.
Ibang klase to.
May time pa ako lumandi. Ganyan. Oo.
Kailangan may kasi time yan, sa kasi, boys.
Oo. Parang natutong na rin siguro mag-leverage ng energy ko. So, alam ko na kung saan ko siya isisingit. Kaya, yung ganong experience ko, it really taught me na di naman pala ganun kasama. Parang, okay, may streak. Medyo hindi nga dapat tularan siguro. Pero, di ka naman mamamatay pagka binabad mo yung sarili mo sa trabaho. Alam mo, a lot of people fear na parang, uy, grab, eto. Hindi ko makakalimutan. So, yung friend ko, sinabi niya sa akin, nung time na yun to, sabi niya, ano ba yan? Puro ka na lang trabaho, wala ka ng time sa ibang bagay. And I was like, anong ibang bagay? Parang, pero ibang bagay, wala naman din ako ibang pinipers. Kasi nga lahat ng passion pursuit ko, na-transform ko na. So, di ba, parang sabi mo, oh, mag-workout ka, di ba? Parang, ayun na nga, may fitness classes ako, nagtuturo ako fitness, which is, you know, I also turned into profit, ganyan. Ganyan ka, mag-hangout ka, parang, oh, ganun din, parang, anong ibang bagay? Yun na yung bagay ko. That's my thing. Working is my thing. So it's really a form of sense of purpose for me. So every time people would tell me na parang puro ko na lang work, puro ko na lang work. Parang it's I don't feel like how you feel with work, maybe, right? Parang I feel a sense of purpose. I feel a sense of growth when I'm working. So, I really don't mind. So, thank you for your reminder. But I really, ito na, this is my thing. Ganon.
I think it's like when you do that, I wouldn't say, is it a lifestyle ba? I mean, the way you handle things.
Lifestyle, yeah, siguro. Yeah.
The way you handle things or your lifestyle, it's not for everyone. Hindi natin sinasabing masama, but it's not for everyone. Yun lang yun. I think that's one reason why people see it. Grabe ka, puro ka work. Maybe it's because ganun siya. That's her lifestyle. That's his lifestyle.
Totoo. And saka siguro, I understood din naman na they don't, yun nga, feel the same joy I feel when I'm working. Which is okay lang naman. Wala namang masama doon. You know, if you're working just for, let's say, the security of it, paycheck to paycheck, wala rin namang masama doon. I mean, meron akong friend din na close to my heart na, paano ba? May profile talaga siya na, hindi naman sa wala siyang pangarap, pero...
Parang gano'n na nga.
happy siya sa pagka-steady.
Ah, yeah.
Tama ba? Ayun, happy siya sa pagka-steady. So, he's in a good company naman. Okay naman yung work niya. But, you know, hanggang doon lang. And happy siya. And I respect that. So,
yeah.
Kasi, hindi mo ako mapapa-steady sa isang bagay. But I don't see myself na parang isa lang ginagawa ko.
Oh, eh, driven ka kasi as a person eh. So you want to do a lot of things in this lifetime, 'di ba? And earn from it. Was there a time na tinanong ka, marami ka bang pangangailangan? Ba't ang dami mong pinagkakakita?
Ay, nako. Alam mo, lagi ako niloloko ng mga friends ko. Sinasabi na, ano ba, 10 ba binubuhay mo? Ilan ba pinapaaral mo? Ganon. Yun talaga. Yun yung niloloko nila sa pag-grabe.
It's a good way of saying, teka, wait lang, but hapit na hapit ka ba? Bakit ang dami mong...
Ano pa pinapaaral mo? Ganon. Pero, you know, I just laugh at it. Kasi nga, parang, totoo naman talaga. Lagi na nakapaisip ako, parang, ano ba ito? Bakit na ang dami kong racket? Parang here and there, no? Pero minsan kasi, I guess because I'm so used to it, hindi ko na rin napapansin na ganon na pala siya kadami. Kasi nga, paano ba? Hindi naman ako nagpa-pursue ng isang bagay na alam ko, matcha-challenge ako ng sobra in terms of skill. Kung, in short, kung hindi ako magaling sa isang bagay, hindi ko siya tinatransform.
Amen! Yes, I agree. Ganyan din ako.
Kailangan magaling ka.
Yeah.
So, yung iba kong mga racket, very autopilot siya for me. Minimum effort, kumbaga part-time effort, full-time profit. Ganun yung nangyayari.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun. Importante rin yun, na parang humanap ka ng side hustle mo na alam mo, magaling ka na doon.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, kunwari, podcasting or hosting. Alam mo na magaling ka na doon. Hindi mo na doon. Hindi ka na dudumuin sa pag-pursue.
Hindi ka na mag-aaral.
Diba?
Oo.
Eh kung ano, ipapursue mo ako, accounting, ganyan, side hustle. Kung wala ka na.
Suntukan na lang tayo, gusto mo.
Diba?
Suntukan na lang tayo rather than accounting. I mean, like, you have to, I think one tip din siguro in this episode is, you have to know your limit. But you should not be limited just because of that limit, diba? Because you can still pursue other things. And it's a nice way to discover yourself when you, through your side hustles. Imagine mo, you are learning, you are doing something that you love, at the same time, you're earning.
That's true.
Now, M, what can you say na wins at saka downside naman ng side hustling? Kasi right now, you have 5 ventures.
So, win, syempre, madaming pera. Aminin na natin yun,
yes.
No? Yung security is really there. Okay? Because, kumbaga, hindi siya katulad ng isa lang yung inaasahan mo. So, you really have to look at the calendar, gano'n ba katagal pa bago dumating ang pera from my job. Unlike pag marami kang side hustle, na, you know, walang bakanteng araw na talagang mauubusan ka. Okay? I mean, siguro 5 obviously is over the top. Di naman yun pang normal na tao. Diba? Yung 5. Normal siguro 2, ganyan. Sorry. Ako talaga 5, no? Dumadating siya na with ease. Ganon. So, madali mag-ipon. Hindi ako, I don't feel constricted. Siyempre may days pa rin na, kunwari, sabay-sabay yung bills. Siyempre may days pa rin na parang, oops, mapapaano ko na parang, parang medyo malaki yung lumabas. But at the end of the day, you know na, hindi naman ako tumitigil eh. So, hindi rin titigil yung money. It's gonna come. So, there's a certain level of security. Plus, yun nga, for me kasi, because you believe that, you know that it's gonna come, parang energy-wise, it opens your mind to more of it. Ganon, na madali. Ganyan. So, syempre yung downside is, may times talaga na pagod. Alam mo yun, may times na pagod. Which is for me, okay lang. Sanay naman ako sa pag. Tulog lang naman katapat niyan for me. And yun nga, you really have to strategize kung paano mo ilalagay yung oras mo. Grateful lang ako, nakatulad na sinabi ko kanina, medyo autopilot na yung iba. Hindi na siya masyadong demanding kahit na malaki pa rin yung bayad. So, syempre, there are times na kunwari, yan, si Alex magtatampo kasi wala daw akong oras. Charo! Pero totoo naman yun, ha? May mga days na parang siya na yung nagsasabi sa akin, mag-off day ka. Kasi Saturday, Sunday, I'm still working. Mm-hmm. Mag-off day ka. So, ganun. And for me, yun yung mga downside. Pero, kasi nga, medyo na master ko siya, I've been doing it for a long time. Hindi na, kaya ko na siya i-manage ngayon. So, yun lang, physical stress, maybe hindi ka makapag-pursue ng ibang bagay or time for other people. And then, siguro sometimes then, you overstretch yourself na yung mental health mo yes. can suffer. So, kunwari, imagine mo, kung lima yung racket mo, tapos lahat yung nagka-problema, di sabay-sabay, diba? biglang ulan ng stress. So, mental health is also at risk. The more things dear to your heart that you pursue, the more chances for heartbreak, diba? So, yun. Kaya yung iba, siguro good sila sa secure job or isang pursuit lang. Kasi, lesser chance of being disappointed. Lesser chance of getting your goals and dreams crushed. Ganon. So, eh, totoo naman yun. Talaga naman, pagka heartbroken ka sa isang passion project, talaga medyo masakit.
Yeah.
Kunwari, kailangan mo magsara. I used to, ito, baka hindi na nabanggit. I used to own a dance studio as well.
Hindi pa.
Kaso I had to close it. So, nalungkot ako kasi parang, kasi dancer ako talaga nung college. So parang, I had to close my dance studio kasi it wasn't returning as much as I was investing. So, I had to close it. But ganun lang talaga. Hindi siya talaga pang ano eh, hindi siya pang mahinang nila lang.
True.
You have to really be a multitasker. You have to be creative and resourceful. You have to be steady-hearted. Yan.
But was there a time or may mga oras ba na you have to even time your vacation or you even have to put a limit to your vacation or yung rest day mo? Kasi, ano eh, yun nga sabi mo, something happened and then you have to step up and take care of it kasi it's part of the job.
Yeah, oo. Absolutely. Meron nga akong period na naging workaholic talaga ako. Like, legit. Ngayon kasi masasabi ko, marami akong passion pursuit, pero hindi ako yung workaholic. Kasi if sabi ni Alex na, mag-date na lang tayo tonight, kaya ko i-adjust. Hindi ako, hindi katulad dati, pag wala akong ginagawa, pag off day ako, I am so restless. Kasi hindi ko na o-honor yung rest days ko. Yung season na yun eh, yung naka 21 days streak ako, naalala ko yun eh. Kasi sa startup ko yun. And we're really doing okay. Parang nag-balloon yung company ko, yung mga startups ko, ng dami kong weddings, dami kong clients, etc. So, may time na nagigilty ako umupo at mag-Facebook. Kasi, shucks, I don't get paid doing Facebook, so might as well find a client. Alam mo yun? Ganun na yung mindset ko. And then, yung, I had to pause talaga na sabi ko parang hindi ata tama na hindi ko na o-honor yung downtime. So, yes, I have to schedule my vacations. Hindi nga lang vacations, I have to schedule my day. Every day, para nahawa rin ako kay Alex. Yung
calendar, so yeah.
I take everything para alam ko how many hours I need to spend in this particular project. Pag naubos na yung hours na yon, hard stop, move to the next project. Ganon. Kasi nga, otherwise, magsispill, hindi ko na magagawa yung isa, mapapabayaan ko.
Kasi sabi mo kanina, syempre, dumami yung pera, di ba? how did it impact your finances? Because now, maraming streams of income. So therefore, may available flow of money. Did it made you more gastadora, or did it made you more aware na, you know what, this is something na it can...
Nakirapan ko.
Tsaka parang pwedeng mawala. Kasi because it's a side hustle, you know? So, anong naging effect nun sa finances mo and your attitude with your money?
Like what I said kanina, I've always been like this. So, you know, really looking at it, it's already a mindset for me. So, I would have that mindset na money is just energy. It's gonna come and go. There were days dati na I felt na shocks, malapit na ako ma-zero, as in yung bank account ko pa zero na talaga. But then there are days when I feel super, super abundant, right? So with all of the side hustles that I am doing now, it didn't exactly make me mas gastador or mas, you know, maybe, pero hindi ko na siya nanonotice simply because I don't look at money like that. Diba? I don't look at the lack na parang, okay, kailangan ko mag-save kasi baka mamaya mawala to. To me, if mawala, something else will replace it. You know, I just have to wait ng konti, right? So, hindi ko nakikita yung hustle or yung money opportunity as something that needs to be, ano ba yun, rationed, yung kailangan, okay, sakto lang dapat, live within your means, ipon. I feel like I'm free to do either. Na parang, I'm in control of my money and money is not in control of me. Money doesn't dictate how I live my life. I ask money to fit into the life that I have. Parang ganun siya for me. So, I would definitely say na, oh, okay, siguro nga mas naging gastador ako. I had a lot. Marami rin kasing bills ngayon kasi mas matanda na ako eh.
Mas marami na responsibilidad eh.
May kuryente, may pagka, alam mo yon. So, dumami din talaga yung bills. But at the same time, never ko talaga iniisip na, okay, in order to save, I need to cut. Yung mag-decrease, magka-cut ka ng expenses. In order to save, I need to bring in more. Yun yung mindset ko palagi. Diba? Yun yung sinasabi ko kay Alex dati. Sabi ko sa kanya, you know, saving isn't about elimination. It's about addition. Ganon siya for me. So, wala. Hindi ko na lifestyle ko na talaga na gusto kong maluwag sa pera. Gusto ko yung nagsha-shopping, nilalagay ka lang sa cart,
titingnan yung price. Alam mo, you remind me so much of my good friend. Nasabi niya ganyan. Sabi niya, kasi she grew up na, pag maiksi ang kumot, matutong mamaluktot. Sabi niya, ang sagot niya dun sa nanay niya, no ma, pag maiksi ang kumot, magdagdag ka ng kumot.
True. Bumili ka ng bagong
po. Yeah, yun ang sabi niya. So, ibig sabihin, you have to add, yeah, another source of income. I love that you shared this, and because this is something that you don't usually hear. Usually, when it comes to finances, people will tell you, oh, you have to cut this, you have to do this, you have to do this. But, you know, there are different ways, there are different approaches when it comes to your finances. And para rin siya, no, personal din yan eh. Iba-iba. Like for me, the way I handle my finances is gonna be different with the way you handle your finances, Em. And also, kung nakikinig ka ngayon, you as a listener, I'm very sure you have a different way of, you know, handling your finances. Kasi may iba-iba ang lifestyle natin eh. And for us to say, to say to the general public, na, you know what? For you to save, for you to have money in the future, huwag kang lumabas, huwag kang pumarty, huwag kang makipagkapwa-tao, huwag kang bumili ng ganito. Syempre, para siyang diet eh. When you cut the unnecessary carbs or when you cut the calories, syempre you will lose weight. So syempre, pag hindi ka lumabas, hindi ka nakipagkapwa-tao, hindi mo binili yung mga dapat na gusto mong nakakapagpasaya sa'yo, edi syempre, talaga makakaipon ka ng pera. Pero ang tanong, hawak mo yung pera mo. Tanungin mo sarili mo, pera, masaya ba ako?
Totoo.
Diba?
Totoo
yun. Yun eh. Diba? Like, you have to know, you have to find the balance of, yes, having money, and at the same time, hindi mo nalulus yung sarili mo.
Totoo, totoo.
I know. I mean, it gives you security.
Mm-mm.
Pero, lagi yun nga yung paalala dito sa That Broke Pinay podcast. Don't forget to live at the present.
Mm-mm, totoo. I also remembered, no, with what you're saying. So, yung principle ko kasi, speaking of yung question mo kanina na gastador ba or whatever, I always keep this in heart ever since narinig ko to in an audiobook that I was listening. Kasi nga, diba, I really practice abundance mindset. Kaya rin siguro talagang madali sa akin yung money. Sabi niya, so tinanong, so parang sa pera ba, dapat ba, so kunwari meron akong 100,000 pesos, dapat ba ako mag-down payment ng kotse? Or i-save ko na lang, ganyan. Kasi nga, diba, parang ano ba yung mindset na dapat? Dapat ko ba itong bilhin? Kasi naniniwala ako na abundant ako? Or dapat ko ba i-save na lang? So, ang sagot niya is, when you spend, if it comes from a place that you feel that you're spending and that there's a certain sense of freedom na, uy, kaya ko na itong bilhin, then go. But if you're gonna spend and it's gonna backfire and makes you feel na restricted ka, na parang, oh, gagastusin ko siya, pero wala na akong pangkain bukas.
Yes.
Don't.
Uh-oh.
Don't do it. Yun. So, palaging ganon. So, every time I do my purchases na significant, kunwari, let's say travel, para okay, bibilhin ko na ba itong ticket na to or whatever, I have to come from a, okay, am I coming from a position na, I feel free, I feel abundant, and therefore I want to do this. Or I feel like, oh, it's not practical, huwag mong gawin. E di wag na. Diba? Kailangan align yung energy mo when you do it. Hindi pwedeng pa-practice ka ng false abundance mindset. Bili ka dito, bili ka dyan. But at the back of your mind, sobrang worried ka na.
Alam mo kasi wala ka ng pambayad eh.
Diba? So wag ganon. And also, I'd like to mention na I just realized na I might sound very privileged.
Uh-huh.
Kasi yung iba talagang hirap din talaga making ends meet, ganyan. And I acknowledge that. Wala namang problema, no? I really acknowledge that. And I acknowledge how really, you know, circumstances have been in my favor. Pero, again, there's also nothing wrong with, let's say, working day in, day out, and just being in that comfort and certainty of a job. That's also perfectly fine. But what I'm trying to say lang is every time we're pursuing a side hustle, just be creative and find a way to manage it. Diba? So I know iba-iba tayo ng circumstances. Kunwari, nanay ka ng limang anak. Siyempre, hirap rumakit, diba? Kasi lima yung anak mo.
True. Tapos you know? Puro baby pa, no?
Oo, diba? Tapos kunwari, ikaw pa breadwinner ng family mo, nandyan pa yung nanay at tatay mo. So, ibang usapan yun. Right? And I acknowledge that, of course. So, but yun nga, when you talk about hustling, side hustle, it really requires a certain level of creativity. Diba? A certain level of creativity, a certain level of tapang, parang lakas ng loob, yan, to look into some of the things. So, meron ding iba na kaya sila napipigilan to pursue a side hustle kasi nga, di nila afford matalo or malugi. Di nila afford na mag-risk. Which is also something that we acknowledge. Pero yun nga, I still believe that money is such a powerful energy na mahahanapan at mahahanapan mo yun ang paraan.
And don't forget that money is an inanimate object. Wala siyang wala siyang buhay.
That's true.
It's a tool. Yun yun.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Siguro I would, idudugtong ko lang dyan is the thing that I learned from my uncle before. Sa kanya ko na, kasi we're talking about money mindset, no? Ang natutunan ko lang sa kanya is never say that wala kang pera. Mm-hmm. Don't say it. Kasi, that's the energy that you're throwing out in the universe, di ba? You're telling the universe, wala akong pera. Ergo, ibabalik niya sa'yo, di wala kang pera. Di ba? So, even if tamang-tama lang yung, say, may pera kang dumating, tama lang yung budget. That's why, with my sisters, I keep correcting them. Pag sabing, wala akong pera, hindi ka walang pera, sakto lang. Sakto yung pera mo for all the needs that you have. Kasi na-address naman lahat ng needs mo eh. But for you to say na wala kang pera, ibig sabihin, hindi mo nababayaran yung bills mo, hindi ka nakakakain on time, di ba? Walang dumadating na biyaya sa'yo. So, don't say, if you're listening to this, ikaw na nakikinig dito, don't say na wala kang pera. And that's open true. Up yourself na, you know, universe or dear God, I'm open to accept blessings. I'm open to say to opportunities that are paid, yung mga ganon. So that it you throw to the universe kung ano ba yung kailangan mo. And then ibabalik niya sa iyo. Parang ganon.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And yes, naging biglang yung universe na yung usapan natin.
No? Self-limiting belief kasi yun, girl.
Oo, connect talaga siya eh.
Yeah.
Saka, bilang ako yung guest mo, ito talaga yung pagkatao ko. Okay? So,
yeah.
Universe ako magsalita. And
same.
So, naalala ko lang, yung mindset shift. So, okay, ulitin ko lang, no? Meron pa rin akong days na parang I feel na I don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
May mga days talaga dumadating kapag yun nga, sunod-sunod yung bills. Tapos makapaparang, uy, parang ang laki ng nailabas ko or something. But every time that happens, this is also a tip that I'm gonna give to our listeners. Okay, pakinggan nyo ito mabuti. If you're looking for a mindset shift in terms of abundance, don't think about money. Kasi, ang hirap to feel abundant with money kapag alam mo wala kang pera or pag alam mo marami kang babayaring credit card. Diba? Huwag tayo magsinungaling. The universe doesn't listen to your words. It listens to your energy. Kahit pa sabihin mo na, ang dami kong pera, ang dami kong pera. Pero yung energy mo parang wala ka na.
Yeah.
It's a bold lie for you.
Yeah.
Hindi niya yan marirecognize, diba? So what you need to do is to shift your view of abundance to something other than money. Kunwari, ako, I shift my mindset of abundance into, let's say, nature. Kunwari, sunset. Have you ever wondered na parang natutulog tayo every day? Hindi tayo nag-worry kung sisikat pa ba yung araw. Kasi alam natin that sun will always be there. Diba? You have to treat money like that. Na matulog ka, and you have to just trust na pagising mo dadating yan. Next week dadating yan. Next week dadating yan ulit. Diba? Ganito yung ginagawa ko. Pag nakakakita ka ng, alam mo yung spare change, yung mga barya, nakakalat, diba? Kumari, sa bag mo, nagkakalat na, uy, barya. Every time I do that, I mean, shot na parang, uy, abundance. Ibig sabihin, can you imagine na sa paligid mo, nakakapulot ka ng pera, eh yun na nga yung bagay na pinoproblema mo, tapos napupulot mo lang in your surroundings.
Hmm.
You have to acknowledge na it is everywhere. It is everywhere. And so, when I have that mga barya, spare change, parang, uy, abundance. And then I just keep it. Alam mo, but you just have to just find that energy na parang, oo nga, it's just everywhere. I just need to focus and look at
yes.
it in a different light.
Yes, and also, aside from having that mindset, syempre kailangan mo pa rin, girl, magtrabaho. Syempre,
yes, hindi,
hindi naman pwedeng. Baka kasi sabihin nila, oo nga no, sumisikat naman talaga ang araw. Pero, teka lang naman saglit, you still have to work, of course. Kasi otherwise, parang ka na si Juan Tamad doon, nakanganga ka na lang at hinihintay yung bumagsak ang guava. At ang guava ay bumagsak because of gravity, hindi dahil nakanganga si Juan at dahil patient siya. Yeah, so yun lang. That's very important. You have the right mindset. Team yan eh. You have the right mindset and you have to work pa din. Because otherwise, the cash, the checks will not come in just like that. Diba? And ito na, last question ko sa UM. If you were to advise our listeners na gustong mag-try ng multiple side hustles, ano yung ibibigay mo sa kanilang advice?
What you need to do first is to identify something that either you're already good at or you can easily learn. Okay? Maybe, let's say, it's doing virtual assistants. Ganyan. Kung hindi ka pa marunong nun, is that something you can easily learn? Diba? I feel like that's something that you could do. E di go. Kung hindi naman, diba? Edi, okay lang, hanap tayo. Mahirap kasi yung parang magpa-pursue ka just because it's profitable, pero mahirap naman aralin, diba? Kunwari, let's say, SEO, search engine optimization, it's highly technical. So pagka alam mo na medyo magsa-struggle ka learning it, huwag ka doon. Okay, huwag ka doon. So find something that you know you're good at or you can easily learn. Number two, mag-connect ka with community. Okay, that's very, very important. Find, let's say, people that do the same thing, have a mentor, find a support group. That's very helpful. Okay? And let's say, nag-start ka na mag-side hustle. Every time you have a client, a project, a gig, do it excellently. As in, tatakan mo talaga ng excellence. Dapat yung pangalan mo is synonymous to an excellent job.
I love that.
Sign, i-autograph mo talaga yung trabaho mo with excellence. Okay? Because that is your best marketing strategy. Okay? If people know that you are an excellent person or excellent worker, excellent professional, madali lang dumating sa'yo yung client. Effortless. And they will help you out with that. And also, nurture good connections with the people that you work with. Diba? Huwag kang... For me kasi ganun eh. Even if i-reject ako na kunwari nagbigay ang proposal or may ginawa ako and then I got a no, kunwari. I still savor that relationship. Kasi for me, yun nga, babalik din yan eh. Sooner or later, this person will have a friend that might be looking for my service. Babalik yan sa akin. Diba? Something like that. So, yun, nurture your connections. And then finally, have fun. If you're doing something, if you're pursuing something, might as well make the most out of it. Have the most fun. Kasi the joy in what you do is so powerful. It's really what gives you the abundance. Okay?
I love
joy
that.
Na yun, yung happiness na yun. So, wag mo seryosohin masyado ang buhay. Kaya-kaya mo yan. You know, side hustles are hustles, but they are a fun thing that you can pursue.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. Wise words from M. Villanueva. Thank you, girl, yeah. Darayna Raquetera, that we know of.
Diba?
Starting today, oh, that will be your title ko sa'yo, Reyna Raquetera. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your energy on the show, M. Villanueva. And to you, my dear listener, never forget that the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately.
Separately, yes.
This is your favorite Broke Pinay Kapitbahay na palaging nag-iiwan ng mga katagang hindi ito scam, but keep an open mind. That Broke Pinay podcast, you needed this in your life. Until my next episode, bye!